This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. It's Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV, AMI Audio, and wherever you like to listen to your favorite podcasts. We just talked woodworking with Jeff Thompson, and now
no
we're
talk
gonna...
of mites or anything
no.
like that. Nothing coming out of the cherry wood. No bugs.
Although, I guess it could have been part of the conversation if we really thought of it.
Yeah, he could have got mites with the wood he got, or spiders, yeah. or termites, whatever that
especially
could have
been. Especially when he talked about the moisture grabbing or holding of cedar.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever might have crawled the cedar into your tea bags.
Into our tea bags.
Yeah. Are we great at people's dinners today?
No, we're not doing well. I think that I'm going to stick to the airtight containers from David's tea.
You're not brave enough. Come on. Now you just hurt Jeff's feelings. He was all set to say, I bet those guys would like their tea drinkers. I'll make them and send them.
Mm. Yeah,
now, never
I'll
mind, Jeff. Remember, she said that. Yeah,
I'll
but you'll try to sell it for the $175 he was talking about.
For the aesthetics. Not reselling.
No, sorry. Jeff, I'm sorry.
Gift.
I have to rephrase that. She'd try to sell it for $200. She's sitting there saying, Jeff, you're underpricing
yourself. I'll just
put
on bidding war. They're doing it with the real estate now. Might as well put it up on everything. Facebook marketplace bidding.
Made by my hands. Sure, Ramya.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about this real cool initiative, talking inclusion here. The Get Real Movement is a Canadian nonprofit focused on combating 2SLGBTQ plus discrimination, racism, bullying in schools, summer camps, and workplaces. And they're doing this through education and outreach, of course, the best way to do it, and through collaborations, it seems. So we're going to be speaking with co-executive director Chris Studer and events manager Courtney Elaine to find out more about the projects and work that they do. Chris and Courtney, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Well, we're very excited to talk about this with you. Chris, maybe you can start a little bit about the story of how things got started and what exactly inspired the Get Real movement to come to fruition.
Sure, absolutely. So we started very organically at the university on campus level. So basically we were volunteer orientation week leaders. So we were in charge of welcoming new students to our university. Sort of 120 new frosh to school, you know, students moving away from home for the first time, often a very anxious, nervous period, people worried about fitting in a new environment. And so that was an amazing program. And it was something that a lot of us who started Get Real were part of from the early days and all through university. And a big part of that program was really just making students feel welcomed and included and comfortable. And so one of the big pieces that we, you know, would just sort of decide to do on an individual level was if we heard derogatory language, you know, homophobia, racism, transphobia, we would speak up because we knew that our students were already struggling and, you know, trying to fit in a new environment. And, you know, this was going, you know, language like that just makes people feel even less comfortable, you know, being themselves and, you know, less welcome in a new environment. And personally, these were things that really meant a lot to us. If you joined that program, you really loved including people and you really wanted to get out there and, you know, make, you know, that first week of university or college the best that it could be. So it really meant a lot to us personally. And our approach was very just honest. That's where the name Get Real comes from. You know, we would just sort of share real stories, real experiences of ourselves growing up, things that we've learned and gone through and experienced ourselves, lived experiences that, you know, that have had shaped us to that day. And the response that we got was extremely positive. You know, students changing their language within a matter of days sometimes, talking to their friends about it, talking to us later in that week about it. Students coming up and saying, hey, I overheard that conversation that you had with so-and-so, and that really meant a lot because I actually have been, you know, struggling a little bit myself. And, you know, that made me feel, you know, way more welcome in a new environment because of that. And then students feeling, you know, much more comfortable disclosing things to us saying they felt more welcome at school. So the insight was those are really positive experiences that we were having on a very micro basis, but could we take our learnings about the delivery, about our strategies in terms of speaking and connecting and being able to relate to these students who were just a few years younger than us, could we take these learnings and create a workshop style program for our old high schools and our old middle schools, something that we wish that we'd had when we were growing up. And so that was the inspiration behind Get Real. And so it was extremely organic. And, you know, so many years later, you know, we passed 1 million students impacted last fall, and just incredible experiences, very, very challenging in terms of building it as a nonprofit organization. And, you know, a lot of, you know, learnings along the way, but so rewarding. And especially in, you know, times like these, it's really meaningful work that we all care deeply about.
Yeah. Well, I can't even imagine, you know, going in thinking of when I started at college or whatever, and just knowing that you got that kind of somebody else that speaks up, where you're sitting there thinking, should I say something? I don't like that. And it takes something to say, hey, I don't really like you saying that, whether it's about you or somebody else. So that's really empowering when people can come and say, you know, thanks a lot, because now I know I should be speaking up. Mm-hmm. I can. But it's also really tough when you talk high schools. There's so much nonsense. I remember, you know, carrying on in school about laughing about, never thinking we're hurting anyone's feelings or being that, you know, off color, if you want to call it that, because no one could ever think we mean any of the things we're saying. But you don't know. If a person does, doesn't matter, shouldn't say it. When you talk school age students, I'm kind of curious about the services that you've kind of touched on, you mentioned, but also how that rolls out, especially in schools where you have such a mix of students needing to know, wanting to know, teachers wanting to teach, and then you get parents that say, well, I don't know if I want that there or whatever. Can you talk about some of that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely touch on that, you know, just in terms of the services we provide to students. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of different levels in terms of like the folks that we speak to and the communities that we work within, the parents, the teachers, the students as well. We do work with youth from grades 4 right up until grade 12 in a number of different ways, different programs, workshops. So we actually have a workshop that's specific to GSA, so like Gender and Sexuality Alliances.
Right.
Other like positive space groups, they may call it something different that's like unique to their school, but it's kind of the same thing. And really that's just to help give them, we're there to help give them direction, help them figure out how they want to use that space and that time. A lot of times, like especially in like I guess newer GSAs, they're meeting, but they don't really know why they're meeting. So mm-hmm. we're there to kind of
right,
help give that
right.
direction and you know, help them along the way in that regard. We also have workshops that are like for students in general. So again, we work from kids in grades 4 right up through grade 12, and we cover topics like 2SLGBTQ+ inclusivity, combating anti-Black racism, our trans 101 workshops. So all of these things, all of these workshops are really there to promote kindness and allyship in schools, and really just focusing on the idea that everyone has a story. Everyone has experiences, both good and bad, using those stories and those experiences as almost like a tool to bridge the gap between, you know, bridge gaps in understanding, bridge gaps in knowledge, and, you know, help folks to see that, you know, like we can be there for each other. And we really mm-hmm. see that even like almost immediately. Sometimes we hear a lot of great impacts from students when they come up and talk to us. We also have like mentorship and support-based programs too for school-age kids. We have our after-school program that runs almost like a virtual GSA. I've had the privilege to personally work with in that program directly along with my coworker, Ren. And so we've gotten to spend the year with a small group of students. We meet monthly from grade 7 up to grade 12, and who identify in the 2SLGBTQ+ community or are allies. And they're just so supportive. They're so driven. They have a really great idea about what they want that space to be that we're holding each month. And they work towards that and also promoting it for others. So that's been really meaningful for me, I think. And we have things like virtual counseling. We get to work with social workers who take on a number of students for the year and work in one-on-one counseling sessions for those students. It's free for those students. So we're really just aiming to remove that barrier of cost and even transportation to get youth the support that they need. And so that's been a really successful program as well. And then we offer workshops for teachers and parents. And so in like all of those three things, combating anti-Black racism, inclusivity, trans 101, that kind of stuff. So yeah, we try to speak to everybody.
Well, and I'd imagine parents and teachers that really worry enough about students, about their kids or whatever, they really appreciate it, Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many levels in at which you're supporting, right? You're supporting people on this kind of one-on-one, the mentorship, but also just peer support, also on advocacy, on how people can help support each other. Did you mention specifically the Chapters program in any of the ones you've highlighted?
I didn't mention that, but I can definitely speak
Please
to
do.
That.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have a Chapters program. It's for university students or college students as well. And as Chris mentioned, Get Real started as a club on campus, right? Just addressing that language and building inclusivity or more inclusive environments for all students and faculty, anybody who has to kind of use that space. This program is something that we really try to focus. We have these three main pillars and we like to focus that work there. So I think the first one is skill development, and that's just recognizing that those students, that group of students, they're running their own chapter. They're really in charge of like making sure that they're re-ratifying their clubs, the administrative goals of that. They're managing their bank account. They're managing communication, of course, with our support, but they're the ones having to do it. And so they walk away, especially like the coordinators and the organizers, the executives, they walk away with a lot of really transferable skills that they can bring into placements, work terms, that kind of stuff, school life, general stuff.
Right.
Another pillar is networking. So we recognize that a lot of times the folks in marginalized communities really just don't have the same access to people maybe in the careers that they're considering or want to consider.
Yes.
So it's just about addressing that barrier. We have a career conference that we hold, and it really was born out of this idea that, yeah, we have these students that we work with that want to enter the workforce. They want to be a part of these careers, but they don't know the right people. And then we also work with some amazing companies and organizations who want to have diverse workforces, but don't always have the easiest time getting in front of that audience. And so we just brought the two together. We put on a career conference. We actually just finished wrapping it up for our 2024 year in March. That was our second year doing it. And so far, like, we've always gotten really, really amazing feedback from attendees, mm-hmm. Expressing just how much they're taking away from that workshop. Sorry, not workshop, that conference. And so we're definitely planning for 2025.
did you get with that, with the work people? Because, I mean, I find that fascinating because, like you say, guys, it's so hard for them to get access. But the feedback, the kinds of things that they are struggling with, where to go and maybe recruitment or handling an office politics or any of those things that have come up. I don't know, Courtney or Chris, which one of you wants to start with that? Courtney, you go ahead.
Yeah, we definitely get great feedback. Folks are really struggling. There's a lot of we get a lot of international students, I think, that show up, that attend, and just not knowing like where to start. Resume help is a huge one. Chris can probably speak to that even more. He's so great at that.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, for sure. Courtney, to your point, yes, a lot of students who are really trying to get into the job space but may not have the networks or the connections or some of those skills, you know, as built up as they would have liked them to be. But again, to your point about the, you know, office politics, things like that, it's a really amazing conference because it's broken down into three different periods. So the first period is professional development. So we work with an amazing globally recognized career coach and Deloitte, and we go through and we take students through things like resume crafting, LinkedIn tips, crushing the interview, networking recommendations. Really fantastic sessions for students to have those really hard skills. But then the middle period portion is a set of five panels from five different industries. So recruiters and hiring managers, DEI in the corporate space, nonprofits and charities, which we always sit on, startups and entrepreneurship, and marketing and advertising. And the nice thing about those panels is, it's amazing education for students to be able to hear from, real individuals who are in their field, in their careers already. But all of the panelists that we select them based on obviously people that we think would be great, but also people who, if they were students, would be eligible to attend the conference. And the conference is for any university and college student who faces one or more barriers in terms of entering the workforce. So that's kind of a nice relatability piece as well. And, you know, to your point about office politics, like a lot of the things that come up are, you know, people talking about their lived experiences, maybe, you know, microaggressions that they have had to navigate in their careers, as a person of color, as, because of gender, et cetera. So That's a really amazing piece for students to get to hear like real experiences from people, you know, out in their field who they can relate to. And then the last part of the day is just our networking sessions. So we invite, you know, our partner companies, like Courtney mentioned, other companies who, you know, are really excited to, you know, share opportunities and get involved. And students are able to sort of go from Zoom room to Zoom room. It's a completely virtual event, and just get one-on-one or sort of one-on-five FaceTime with, you know, recruiters at these different companies, ask them questions, find out about, you know, job opportunities. And really the big thing is, you know, add them on LinkedIn after they've built a connection. And, you know, then you might have a little bit of a foot in the door, you know, someone recognizes you from, you know, attending the conference and you've made a bit of a connection. So yeah, that conference is a great example of us, you know, trying to really provide students with those opportunities who may not otherwise have them.
Well, there's doesn't seem to be any shortage of things going on and for ways that people can get involved with you, like it, on every level. Seriously, it's amazing how much you've packed in the last 18 minutes. But please tell us before we let you go, where can we go to get involved, to find out more information, to keep in touch with the Get Real movement?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us online at thegetrealmovement.com. You can follow us on Instagram at getrealmovement. If you search up Get Real Movement, we pop up. Don't hesitate to reach out. We get folks reaching out in all sorts of capacities, from people wanting to get involved in events. We got some great events coming up, Pride on a Boat, our virtual 5K in support of our work and Rainbow Railroad's work, our Steps of Hope TED Talk speaker series, lots of great events coming up. So for anyone who just wants to get involved in that sense, please reach out. And then we also have lots of companies reaching out, wanting to partner with us, wanting to sponsor different parts of the program. Mm-hmm. Lots of parents, teachers reaching out, you know, asking about our services. Maybe, you know, Get Real could be an amazing fit for their school or, you know, for their workplace. Please don't hesitate. We're friendly and, you know, we really love connecting with new people. And, you know, it's just a joy to be able to get to meet, you know, people like yourselves. You know, it really is the best part of the job. So, yeah, thank you so much for having us. And yeah, we welcome anyone to reach out to connect.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time and mm-hmm. highlighting so much of what you do. And we can tell the intentions are fabulous. Thank you so much, Chris and Courtney.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. It really means so much.
Us too. Thank you so much. All right. We were speaking with Get Real Movement's co-executive director, Chris Studer, and event manager, Courtney Elaine. On the Get Real Movement, which you can find out more about by literally searching for it on Google or go to thegetrealmovement.com. We're going to wrap up and tell you what's coming up on Now with Dave Brown just after a quick break. We're going to be also telling you about those four words I teased like a week ago that we still haven't gotten to, but it's about us traveling and air travel. We'll be right back.
He used to stay on the show more often.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of Kelly and Ramya after this short break.
Join us weekly for The Pulse with host Joita Gupta, who brings us closer to issues impacting the disability community across Canada. Watch The Pulse on YouTube or listen wherever you download your AMI podcasts.